Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Covington Catholic high school student is suing 54 news outlets, lawmakers, and celebrities for libel and defamation. Lawyers for Covington junior Nick Sandman sent letters to the 54 earlier this week asking them to preserve information related to the episode and warning of a possible lawsuit. Those receiving the preservation letters include the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Jim Carrey, Kathy Griffin, and Alyssa Milano. But legal experts say it will not be easy to win the cases because libel and defamation cases are notoriously difficult to win. And Liv, you actually kind of have a connection to the lawyers representing this kid?
Yes, not kind of. I actually do. So this high school is in my hometown, and my dad is actually friends with the lawyers working on this case.
So what's the juicy scoop?
They were texting the other day, and the lawyers said, you know, this isn't just for what's happening right now. This is a 100-year message we are trying to send, that people can't come out and completely have defamation on someone when not all of the evidence is there, not the full story is there. Because after the full story came out a couple days later, people saw that it was a very different story than what these news outlets made it seem like.
Right.
So this is like a message that they're trying to send for the next 100 years. And apparently the letter they sent to all of those organizations, it also said they have within 48 hours to retract any negative or the first stories that they posted and to state a public apology, and then this will all go away.
Wow. That's some inside scoop right there. Chris Brown is going after Offset as their beef over 21 Savage continues to escalate, with Chris challenging Offset to a fight and telling him to suck his blank.
What?
Chris went nuclear after Offset called him lame for posting a meme poking fun at 21 Savage for being from the UK. Offset and 21 Savage have been close for years, but apparently Offset is not taking crap from anyone for making fun of his buddy for getting detained by ICE. A theme park that's coming to California is going to have catwalks. Why? It's called Model Land, and it's going to be the brainchild of Tyra Banks. Set to debut at the Santa Monica Place open-air shopping mall later this year. Can I just tell you, I've been there to that mall exactly in the last, twice in the last year. It is a great mall. And Tyra Banks said the idea is to let people live out their dream of being a model. The 21,000 square foot attraction is a permanent thing. It's not a pop-up. It's going to be a fantasy version of the modeling world with interactive entertainment, curated retail, and user-generated content. There might be clothes even from Hollywood designers that visitors can wear. Eventually, Tyra plans to open more parks in other cities. I think that's so fun.
This would have been my dream as a child.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a model until a year ago.
I wish you would have done this at the height of America's Next Top Model.
Wait,
it would have been even better.
Why did you give up on your dream or hope of being a model?
Too short.
I'm just too short. And also, I really love food. And sometimes I am lazy and don't like to work out. So there it is.
Oh, that's what happened with me, too.
Miley Cyrus and Shawn Mendes are putting the finishing touches on a new single together. Sources say the song will drop in the coming weeks, and it's likely to end up as a track on Miley's new album. Coming up in less than an hour, Kendall Jenner is handing out advice for girls.